You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Shovik Das.
I'm Leslie DeMonte.
And I'm Deepthi Ahuja. You're listening to Mint Etc.,
a podcast where we will talk about important developments in technology
and how they will
transform our lives,
work and play
as we know it.
Hi, I'm Deepthi Ahuja, Head of Content and Production at HD Smartcast. And today we will talk about something that is as trending as AI. AR, or augmented reality. Snap Inc., the genius crew behind Snapchat, is at the forefront of this technology. They're not just about dog lenses and disappearing messages anymore. They're shaping the future where your digital and physical worlds will collide in the coolest way possible. Joining us today is Pulkit Trivedi, India Managing Director at Snap Inc. He will spill the tea on how AR is changing the game in tech access and what mind-blowing innovations we might get to see next. Pulkit brings with him a wealth of technological expertise spread across two decades. In his current role at Snap Inc., he spearheads company's operations, strategically drives revenue, he bolsters partner relationships, and fosters a thriving creator ecosystem. He's also held leadership roles at Meta and at Google. And if you ask his team, they'll definitely tell you how calm, composed, and wise he is. Almost like Master Oogway. On that note, Pulkit, welcome to Mint Etc. I hope I can be the Po to your Oogway, and I hope that's okay with you.
Deepthi, hi. Good afternoon, and thank you for setting up this conversation.
Okay, so let's dive right in.
Many of India's Snap users, 16 to 24 year olds, they don't use X, they don't use Facebook, simply because they desire a certain level of exclusivity and authenticity. So how is India's youth using Snap's tech to create authentic content? And how are they using the platform to foster a proper connection, a real connection with each other?
You know, the interesting thing about Snapchat, and I discovered in the last 6 months that I've been here, is this is a app that actually is associated with fun, creativity, joy, authenticity. And when you start using the app, you will experience this firsthand. Hmm. What I mean by that is the app opens to a camera. It doesn't open to a feed.
Yeah.
So you, Deepthi, are put in the front and center of this app. Like, you open to a camera, and the first thing that you do when you open Snapchat is the inherent tendency is to smile because you're looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Other fascinating trivia that I'll share with you is Snap camera is the most used camera around the world. It's no smartphone OEM camera. There are 6 billion snaps that get clicked every single day across the globe. Therefore, what we've done is we brought a very complex AR tech and made it very simple. We put it in the camera so that when you open it to the camera, you get to play with our array of lenses. And those lenses are entertaining. They are very immersive. They also allow you to do cool, creative stuff. They are educational. There are lenses that are now not limited to just entertainment, as you rightly said at the beginning, endearing dog ears. There are also lenses that are facilitating education in meaningful ways. They are basically facilitating commerce in meaningful ways. And therefore, we believe that this whole AR tech, where our philosophy of overlaying digital content into the real world, is going to drive a big shift in computing. And we are making that technology available to millions of users, both in India and globally, every single day.
I'm tempted to ask, what's your favorite AR lens?
My favorite AR lens, of course, there is, Deepthi, there is recency effect. We partnered with Jio Cinema to launch an IPL lens. IPL is the flavor of the season.
Of course.
And we partnered with them to offer Snapchatters an exciting experience with a special lens during this season that offers actually live score updates and features larger than life team characters who react in real time to every delivery. It's very immersive. It's very cool.
Interesting that you bring up AR and IPL and creators, developers. So, you know, for AR to thrive and continue to grow and to continue to get more users, Snap also relies, I think, so much more on developers. So how does Snap collaborate with developers and creators alike to create an AR ecosystem? That's my first question. And also, how do you see AR shaping the future of digital media and communication?
At Snap, you know, we highly value the innovative spirit and the creative contributions of our developers, creators, and partners alike. And to do that, to nurture that ecosystem and expand that ecosystem, we have a range of strategic initiatives. We have something called SLN. It's the Snap Lens Network, which comprises a group of highly active AR creators on Snapchat. And this community, Deepthi, forms the backbone of our augmented reality tech on Snapchat. It contributes significantly to AR engagement on the platform that millions of users every single day use and have fun with. Members of this network actually have access to extensive resources, including early access tools, like our camera kit, like our AR mirror. And there are other plugins that are essentially for building their lenses. Also offer financial support and incentives through various programs to build a sustainable, thriving ecosystem, as I said earlier. This basically means that we have monetization programs that are designed to sustain our creators financially and matchmake them with brands and businesses so that they can make money. We have a tool called Lens Studio, which is our comprehensive AR authoring tool that's accessible to everyone, from hobbyists, if you're a casual AR developer, to a serious AR professional. All of them can use the Lens Studio actually to create engaging AR content. And then we do foster a lot of community interaction and engagement through numerous workshops and meetups, both in the online and offline modes that provide educational resources and opportunities for networking and knowledge sharing. So there's something called our SLN Ambassador Program, where we activate almost 10,000 new developers annually, including Lens Studio and Snap AR. So there's a bunch of initiatives that we take to contribute to the growth of this ecosystem in India.
Interesting you say SLN. The first time I heard it, I was like, what? SNL? But in essence, I mean, it sounds so much like a Saturday Night Live studio of your own.
Well, every day is a Saturday night on Snapchat. You got to use the app.
Absolutely. So now, as per Wall Street estimate, Pulkit, Snap made a revenue of $1.36 billion for the December quarter. Now, what is the strategy at play to accelerate monetization in India? And in this space, how is Snap's AR tech helping the company drive revenue?
India is at a very interesting stage of digital growth. I would say the era of transformation in India, digital transformation is over. Actually, what we are now seeing is India leading the pack on all digital adoption metrics. Look at where we are. We are one of the biggest internet user market in the globe.
Right.
We'll be the first to drive robust 5G adoption in India, which is projected to account for almost 40% of mobile subscriptions by 2027.
Yep.
We are the leaders in the digital payments ecosystem. More than 70% of our internet traffic is actually video. We are the third biggest e-commerce market in India. When you combine all of this and zoom out to really understand what's happening in India, the opportunity is incredible. I would say the next two decades belong to India. And specifically, from an India digital advertising market standpoint, our estimates suggest that in 2023, the market was pegged at about $10 billion. And this will more than double in the next 5 to 7 years at the back of growth of commerce, payments, and video.
Right.
So there is incredible opportunity that all of the internet companies in India have. Now, when you put this in context to Snap, interestingly, our capabilities are largely reliant and distinctive on the power of our audience. We have this audience, we have this Gen Z, especially in the 16 to 24 age group, who use our platform as a form of self-expression and being authentic. And you look at the power of this audience today, this forms the biggest cohort around the world. Gen Z cohort is like almost 2.5 billion people who probably by next year will contribute to almost $4.5 trillion of consumption, which is set to almost quadruple in the next 10 years. So we're talking of a $32-33 trillion of consumption being driven by Gen Z. And a noteworthy aspect is that Snapchat attracts Gen Z. So therefore we see the India opportunity as what, how India is riding the digital wave and setting leadership in all the digital adoption metrics, and how Snapchat is really geared to serve these users on a single, on a day-to-day basis. And this means that there are two key, I would say, stakeholders to our ecosystem, the advertisers and the creators.
Right.
And we believe that both have incredible potential in the next few years as we expand our business, we invest more in India, where advertisers will find it meaningful to connect with this audience and drive their marketing objectives. And creators will find a lot of value in building content that Gen Z likes to consume.
So now coming to Snapchat users, you know, for digital media, what's more important is, you know, than getting new users is retaining these users. So how is Snapchat targeting new cohorts of audience on the platform first? And is the brand forging any new partnerships to attract and keep these users, like my producer here?
You've asked a very, very interesting question. As I said, if you look at the India market, I think we are already close to 1 billion internet users, which means that the headroom for us to grow is very huge. We are 200 million plus users in India. And as I said, India, interestingly, as a part of the global cohort, is the biggest Gen Z cohort around the world. As we speak, 2 out of 5 urban consumers in India are Gen Z consumers. So first, there is huge headroom for us to grow in India. When you look at the smartphone penetration, the overall internet penetration, the growth of this Gen Z audience across the country. The second interesting thing is we are not an app that represents urban India. We are an app that represents pan India. So when you look at our user base, we're not restricted to our users using the app only from the top 8 or 10 cities in India.
Okay.
There are people who use this app from tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 cities in India. And therefore, we believe the next wave of growth is going to come from those cities. So we are a pan-India app. We believe the next 200 to 300 million users will come from across the states and cities in India.
Interesting how your app is going regional and is catering then to a regional audience. If you don't mind me asking this, how are you doing it? India is so diverse, you know, different cultures call for, you know, different kinds of services. So there are, you know, a host of different kinds of languages in India. So how are you catering to such an audience?
So when you think of it, as I said earlier, you know, the basic ethos of our product and our app is visual communication.
Yeah.
And visual communication breaks all language barriers, come to think of it. You open to a camera, so it's about you. You are front and center. You get to play with lenses, multiple lenses on the app.
Right.
You get to communicate with your closest friends and family. You get to watch content that rests on Spotlight and stories in our app in a language that you know, which is being built by several creators. So the general ethos of the app is built on the premise of visual communication. And visual communication actually breaks all language barriers.
Right.
So therefore, I think we believe that as Gen Z, who is a much more confident, they bring very different personas. They're very authentic. They're very confident. When you combine what Snapchat is doing with how Gen Z is, I think this platform caters to their confidence, to their self-expression, to they being, they are trying to be their authentic selves. And that's right. Where Snapchat sits right, serving the needs and preferences of this audience.
As per Evan Spiegel, Snap nearly doubled its monthly users within the last year. What's the growth potential in India beyond the 200 million monthly active users? And are we seeing this go up? What is the broad vision for Snap in India? And has it changed given the macro headwinds?
Young India has actually embraced Snapchat, and our 200 million base grew in a remarkably short span. So come to think of it, we redesigned our app to an Android ecosystem almost towards the middle of 2019. And ever since we launched that app in India, we've seen a huge growth. In fact, we are, as per App Annie, we are the fastest growing app in the country. Mm-hmm. Evan's vision, in my view, underscores the opportunity for growth that lies ahead, which is fueled by the vast potential, as I mentioned earlier, of almost a billion internet users, more than 650 million smartphone users in India, and a flourishing digital ecosystem. So we are definitely poised to expand our community even further. The other interesting thing that we do is we make sure that our app experience is relatable to the audience that we are catering to in India. What I mean by that is that we ensure Snapchat feels made for the Indian community. And therefore, there are very contextual lenses that we actually launch. Recently, we did a Holi lens. I don't know whether the Gen Z person standing behind you got a chance to play with it. But that Holi-themed lens actually offered Snapchatters to splash over 100,000 colors to their friends and family. It was like how you play Holi real time.
Yeah.
It's how you play Holi using that lens.
Making she's throwing color. She's already throwing color.
Absolutely. And then, further, we are continuing to invest in new products like My AI and further investing in augmented reality experiences, Spotlight, Stories, and building a robust creator ecosystem to deliver utility and experience to our community.
Since you spoke of community, Pulkit, let me come to a slightly tricky question. Since Snap has a lot of young users, safety remains, of the utmost importance when it comes to parents. You do have parameters like followers. You also have a parameter called Snap Streak Score, right? But you also have a safety by design narrative. Could you elaborate on that? And how does Snap prioritize user privacy, user safety in the context of AR experiences?
Deepthi, have you seen our latest campaign that we launched in the US during Grammy and Super Bowl?
I believe I have.
Great.
Elaborate on it a bit?
I will.
Yeah.
And, the fundamental position that we have consciously taken, and this is also represented in our product ethos, is that we are the antidote to social media. Right. Now, what that means is that we open to a camera, we are not a feed of content, we invite self-expression, we delete by default, we do not let unmoderated content become broadcast to millions of users. We keep significant amount of hygiene and moderation checks on content, and therefore we basically hold a higher standard to make sure that it complies. All the content that's getting served on our platform is complying with our content guidelines. So from the beginning, Snap builds safety and privacy into the fundamental design of our platform. It's always privacy first. It's always ephemeral content. It's always delete by default. And therefore, I think our approach to safety and privacy reflects our ongoing commitment to listening to feedback from parents, from lawmakers, from safety experts, our community who uses the app on a day-to-day basis. And the aim is therefore to create a very healthy space for communication, like the way you communicate on a day-to-day basis, usually with friends and family. On the family centerpiece, Deepthi, in 2022, we launched a family center. It is a set of parental tools that allows parents to see which friends their teens are talking to and confidentially report any concerns. So it allows a lot of parental controls that lie with parents and allows them to set controls, all of which are designed to help teens safe on our app.
In fact, you mentioned the disappearing, you know, video within 24 hours, I believe it disappears. And that was my first appeal to Snap. I was so like, oh, this is amazing. And I tried so hard to get all of my millennial friends to come on Snap. But it truly is a Gen Z app. And with Gen Alpha just trailing like behind, just you know, they're just there, right? But Pulkit, you are trying to foster a healthy environment, and Snap is extremely influential, you know, as an app. I'm wondering if you know, this is something that other apps, right? Other apps that are probably not, you know, looking towards fostering such an authentic, real, healthier connection. I'm wondering if this you know, step of yours will affect them as well.
Look, I don't think anybody has bad intent to begin with. And if I were to comment on what we are trying to do, I think what we are trying to bring to our product, or rather we have brought to our product, is the fact that we are relentlessly working to build technology that allows you to express yourselves freely. It allows you to stay away from the pressure of looking perfect and the prettiest. It allows you to not fear of you getting trolled or being judged, because we don't have likes or comments on our app. We want to put relationships first. Therefore, we don't have any comparison metrics. As you said, we delete by default. And therefore, our overall endeavor is to bring the concept of making or engaging with real connections in a fun, joyful way alive. And that's what we are relentlessly trying to do on our app. And that's why you see there is huge engagement, because this Gen Z audience loves authenticity. They are confident. They care about a lot of aspects around environmental consciousness, about health aspects, about the ability to be themselves rather than trying to project somebody else. And this ethos matches very well with the fundamental nature of our product. So we do believe that we will continue to work in this area and make the experience of our community creators very joyful. And by the way, let me just share a very interesting stat. Because more than 90% of our Snapchatters feel happy. This is based on the survey that we've done across markets. The manifestation of that joy or happiness is how the ad's receptivity or responsiveness for brands happens. Mm-hmm. So our ads get a higher response, a higher receptivity than any other social media platform. Brand preference, brand intent, brand recall is significantly better on our platform than all the other social app platforms. We almost drive 2x more purchase intent because we have happy users and they are engaging with brands and businesses in that state of mind. Therefore, it is the value that gets delivered to advertisers and brands as well.
I'm so glad, Pulkit, that you mentioned that your metric is not aspiration. Your metric is happiness. And I truly believe like positive reinforcement, happiness, joy, purpose, all these values, they help sustain users, teams, they help keep things together for far longer, than other kind of metrics that probably, they'll help you reach heights quite quickly, but to sustain that height then becomes difficult. So on that happy note, Pulkit, thank you so much for sharing your insights and giving us a glimpse into the exciting world of AR. And I hope that all of our Gen Z listeners, all of our trendsetters out there, they get ready to paint their reality with digital magic, because that's the future, and the future's already here. It's augmented. Stay tuned for more tech-savvy discussions on Mint, etc. Thank you so much, Pulkit, for being here for this episode.
Thank you, Deepthi, and keep snapping.
This was such a fun chat. Thanks to the Snapchat team for making this happen. See you all next week for another episode on Mint, etc.
So folks, that's it for this episode. You are listening to Mint, etc.
You can reach out to us on LinkedIn if you have any questions. Our handles are in the description.
This episode was produced by me, Deepthi Ahuja. It was edited by Amrinder Singh. Catch you next week.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.